So Abram left, as the Lord had told him. Abram was 75 years old when he set out from Haran. He took his wife Sarai, his nephew Lot, all the possessions they had accumulated, all the people they had acquired in Haran, and they set out for the land of Canaan, and they arrived there. Now, the Canaanites were in the land. The Lord appeared to Abram and said, "To your offspring I will give this land." So Abram built an altar to the Lord who had appeared to him. Now, there was a famine in the land. And Abram went down to Egypt to stay there for a while because the famine was severe. As they were about to enter Egypt, Abram said to his wife, Sarai, "I know what a beautiful woman you are. When the Egyptians see you, they will say, 'This is his wife.' Then they will kill me and let you live. Say you are my sister, so that I will be treated well for your sake and my life will be spared because of you." When they came to Egypt, the Egyptians saw that she was a very beautiful woman, and they praised her to Pharaoh, and she took her into his palace. He treated Abram well for her sake, and Abram acquired sheep and cattle, male and female, donkeys, maidservants, men servants, and camels. But the Lord, he inflicted serious diseases on Pharaoh and his household because of Abram's wife Sarai. So Pharaoh summoned Abram. "What have you done? Why didn't you tell me she is your wife? Why did you say to me she is my sister? So I took her to be my wife. Now then, here is your wife. Take her. Go." And he gave orders to his men about Abram and sent him on his way with his wife Sarai and everything he owned. So Abram went up from Egypt to the Negev. And Abram had become very wealthy in livestock, silver, and gold. Now, Lot, who was moving about with Abram, also had flocks and herds and tents. And the land, it could not support them while they stayed together because their possessions were so great. And quarreling arose between Abram's herdsmen and the herdsmen of Lot. Abram said to Lot, "Let's not have any quarreling between me and you. We're brothers. Is not the whole land before us? Let's part company. If you go to the left, I'll go to the right. If you go to the right, I'll go to the left." Lot looked up, and he saw that the whole plain of the Jordan was well watered, like the garden of the Lord. So he set out toward the east. They parted company. Abram lived in the land of Canaan, but Lot lived among the cities of the plain, and he pitched his tents near Sodom. Now the men of Sodom, they were wicked, sinning greatly against the Lord. After this, the word of the Lord came to Abram in a vision. "Do not be afraid, Abram. I am your shield, your very great reward." Abram answered, "Sovereign Lord, what can you give me since I remain childless? You have given me no children, so that a servant in my household will be my heir." Then the word of the Lord came to Abram again in a vision. "This man, he will not be your heir, but a son coming from your own body will be your heir." He took him by the hand. He led him outside and said, "Look at the heavens. Count the stars, if indeed you can count them. So shall your offspring be." Abram believed the Lord, and it was credited to him
as righteousness. And God said to him,
I am the Lord who brought you out of Ur of the Chaldeans to give you this land to take possession of it. Know for certain that your descendants will be strangers in a land not their own. They will be enslaved, mistreated 400 years. But I will punish the nation they serve as slaves, and they will come out with great possessions and come back here in the fourth generation. You, however, will go to your fathers in peace and be buried at a good old age. On that very day, the Lord made a covenant with Abram. To your descendants I give this land, from the river Egypt to the great river Euphrates, the land of the Kenites, Kenizzites, Kadmonites, Hittites, Perizzites, Raphites, Amorites, Canaanites, Girgashites, and Jebusites. Now, Sarai, Abram's wife, she had borne him no children. But she had an Egyptian maidservant named Hagar. Sarai said to Abram, the Lord, he has kept me from having children. Go sleep with my maidservant. Perhaps I can build a family through her. Abram agreed to what Sarai said. So after Abram had been living in Canaan for 10 years, Sarai gave Hagar to her husband to be his wife. He slept with Hagar and she conceived. When Hagar knew she was pregnant, she began to despise her mistress. So Sarai said to Abram, you are responsible for the wrong I'm suffering. I put my servant in your arms, and now that she knows she is pregnant, she despises me. May the Lord judge between you and me. Your servant is in your hands, Abram said. Do with her whatever you think best. So Sarai mistreated Hagar, and Hagar fled from her. An angel of the Lord found Hagar near a spring in the desert and said to her, Hagar, servant of Sarai, where'd you come from? Where are you going? I'm running away from my mistress Sarai. She answered. Then the angel told her, go back to your mistress. Submit to her. For I will so increase your descendants. They will be too numerous to count. You are now a child. You will have a son. You will name him Ishmael. For the Lord, he's heard of your misery. He will be a wild donkey of a man. His hand will be against everyone, everyone's hand against him. And he will live in hostility toward all his brothers. So Hagar bore Abram a son, and Abram gave the name Ishmael to the son she bore him. Abram was 86 years old when Hagar bore him Ishmael. When Abram was 99 years old, the Lord appeared to him and said, I am God Almighty. Walk before me and be blameless. Abram fell face down, and God said to him, as for me, this is my covenant with you. No longer will you be called Abram. Your name will be Abraham, for I have made you the father of many nations. I will establish my covenant as an everlasting covenant between me and you and your descendants after you to be your God and the God of your descendants after you. The whole land of Canaan, where you are now an alien, I will give to you and your descendants after you, and I will be their God. As for you, you must keep my covenant, you and your descendants after you for the generations to come. Every male among you shall be circumcised. You are to undergo circumcision, and it will be the sign of the covenant between me and you. Every male who is 8 days old, whether born in your household or bought with your money, those not your offspring, they must be circumcised. My covenant in your flesh is to be an everlasting covenant. Any uncircumcised male will be cut off from his people. He has broken my covenant. As for Sarai, your wife, you are no longer to call her Sarai. Her name will be Sarah. For I will bless her. Surely give you a son by her. She will be the mother of nations, and kings of people will come from her. Abraham, he fell face down. He laughed as he thought to himself, will a son be born to a man 100 years old? Will Sarah give birth to a child at the age of 90? And Abraham said to God, if only Ishmael might have your blessing. Yes. But Sarah will have a son. And you will call him Isaac. As for Ishmael, I have heard you. I will surely bless him and make him into a great nation. But my covenant I will establish with Isaac, whom Sarah will bear to you by this time next year. After he had finished speaking with Abraham, God went up from him. On that very day, Abraham took his son Ishmael, all those born in his household or bought with his money, every male in his household, and he circumcised them just as God commanded. Abraham was 99 years old when he was circumcised, and Ishmael was 13. Now, the Lord appeared again, this time near the great trees of Mamre, where Abraham was sitting at the entrance to his tent in the heat of the day. He looked up. He saw three men standing nearby. When he saw them, he hurried to meet them and he bowed down to the ground. My Lord, if I have found favor in your eyes, please do not pass your servant by. Let a little water be brought so that you can wash your feet and rest under this tree. Let me get you something to eat so that you can be refreshed. Then go on your way now that you have come to your servant. Very well, they said. Do as you say. So Abraham hurried to the tent to Sarah. Quick, bake some bread. Then he ran to the herd. He selected a choice tender calf. He gave it to a servant who hurried to prepare it. Then he brought some curds and some milk and the calf that had been prepared. And he set these before them. While they ate, he stood near them under the tree. They asked him, where's your wife, Sarah? In the tent, he said. Then the Lord said to him, I will surely return to you about this time next year, and Sarah, your wife, will have a son. Now, Sarah, she was listening.
at the entrance to the tent, which was behind them. She laughed to herself and said, "Now that I am old, and my body is worn out, will I now have this pleasure?" The Lord said to Abraham, "Why does Sarah laugh and say, 'Will I really have a child now that I'm old?' Is anything too hard for the Lord? I will return to you at this time next year, and Sarah will have a son." Now, Sarah, she was afraid, so she lied and said, "I did not laugh." But he said, "Yes, you did laugh." The angels got up, and they looked down toward Sodom. Abraham walked along with them to see them on their way. And the Lord said to Abraham, "The outcry against Sodom and Gomorrah is so great, and their sin is so grievous, that I will go down and see if what they have done is as bad as the outcry that has reached me. If not, I will know." The angels got up and they walked toward Sodom. Abraham remained standing before the Lord. Then Abraham approached him and said, "Will you really sweep away the righteous with the wicked? What if there are 50 righteous people in the city of Sodom? Will you not spare the place for the sake of the 50 righteous people in it? Far be it from you to do such a thing, to kill the righteous with the wicked, treating the righteous and the wicked alike. Far be it from you. Will not the judge of all the earth do right?" The Lord answered Abraham, "If I find 50 righteous people in the city of Sodom, I will spare the whole place for their sake." Abraham spoke up again, "Now that I have been so bold as to speak to the Lord, though I'm nothing but dust and ashes, what if the number of righteous is 5 less than 50? Will you destroy the whole city because of 5 people? If I find 45 there, I will not destroy it. What if only 40 can be found there? For the sake of 40, I will not do it. May the Lord not be angry, but let me speak. What if only 30 can be found there? Let me bring them out. You can do whatever you like with them, but please don't do anything to these men. They've come under the protection of my roof. Get out of our way! Ha! This man, he came here as an alien. Now he wants to play the judge. We'll teach you worse than that." Then they moved forward to break down the door, but the angels pulled Lot in. They shut the door behind him. Then they struck the men with blindness so that they could not find the door. They said to Lot, "Do you have anyone else here, anywhere else in the city? Get them out of here because we are going to destroy this place. The outcry to the Lord against its people is so great that he has sent us to destroy it." So Lot, he went to speak to the men, pledged to be married to his daughters when he told them what the angels had said. They thought he was joking. With the coming of dawn, the angels urged Lot, "Hurry!" When he hesitated, they grasped his hand, the hand of his wife and his two daughters, and led them safely out of the city. "Flee for your lives. Don't look back. Don't stop anywhere on the plain." By the time they reached Zoar, the Lord rained down sulfur on Sodom and Gomorrah. He overthrew those cities and the entire plain, including all those living in the city and the vegetation, the land. to Lot's wife. She looked back, and she became a pillar of salt. Early the next morning, Abraham returned to the place where he had stood before the Lord. He looked down toward Sodom and he saw dense smoke rising from the land, like smoke from a furnace. So when God destroyed the city of the plague, he remembered Abraham, and he brought Lot out of the catastrophe. The Lord was gracious to Sarah and did for Sarah what he had promised. Sarah became pregnant and gave birth to a son when Abraham was 100 years old. And Abraham gave the name Isaac to the son she bore him. And when Isaac was 8 days old, Abraham circumcised him just as God commanded. Sarah said, God has brought me laughter. And all who hear of this will laugh with me. Who would have said to Abraham that Sarah would nurse children? Yet I have borne him a son in his old age. The child grew, and on the day he was weaned, Abraham gave a great feast. But Sarah saw Ishmael mocking Isaac. Sarah said to Abraham, get rid of the slave woman and the slave woman's son, for the slave woman's son will never share in the inheritance with my son Isaac. Oh, the matter, it distressed Abraham greatly because it concerned his son, Ishmael. But God said to him, do not be so distressed about the boy and your maidservant. Do whatever Sarah tells you, because it is through Isaac that your offspring will be reckoned. I will make the son of the maidservant a nation also, because he is your offspring. Early the next morning, Abraham took some food and a skin of water. He gave them to Hagar. He placed them on her shoulders, sent her off with the boy to wander in the desert. When the water was gone, Hagar put the boy under one of the bushes, and she sat down nearby, but a bow shot away, for she thought, I cannot watch the boy die. And she began to sob. But the angel of the Lord called to her from heaven and said, what's the matter, Hagar? God has heard the boy crying.
Your only son, Isaac, whom you love, go to the region of Moriah. Sacrifice him there as a burnt offering on one of the mountains I will tell you about.
Abraham saddled his donkey. He took with him 2 servants and his son, Isaac. When he had cut enough wood for the burnt offering, he set off for the place God had told him about. On the 3rd day, he looked up. He saw the place in the distance. He said to the servants, stay here with the donkey while I and the boy go over there. We will worship. Then we will come back to you. Abraham took the wood for the burnt offering and placed it on his son Isaac, while he himself carried the fire. As the 2 of them walked on together, Isaac asked him, Father, Yes, my son, the fire and the wood are here. But where's the lamb for the burnt offering?
God himself will provide the lamb for the burnt offering. My son. And they went on together. When they came to the place God had told them about, Abraham built an altar there, arranged the wood on it. He bound his son Isaac. He laid him on the altar on top of the wood. Then he reached out his hand and took the knife to slay his son. But the angel from heaven called to him, Abraham, Abraham, do not lay your hand on the boy. Do not do anything to him. For you have not withheld from me your son, your only son. Abraham looked up. And there in a thicket he saw a ram caught as a burnt offering. Abraham called that place on the mountain of the Lord.